I got to work with John Williams at Tanglewood when he conducted a concert with the Boston Symphony, and I was the soloist. First of all, John was really conscientious about the concerto, because in the summertime, the rehearsals are not very long. And I remember John asking Seiji Ozawa for an additional hour. He took an hour of host planets away from Ozawa in order to rehearse my concerto for some more. And I was very touched by that, and I was very grateful that John was willing to give the concerto more than its usual summertime due. But the idea of asking him to write something appeared a few years later when I heard his violin concerto in Aspen. And I thought, you know, John is such an important composer. Maybe he doesn't get to write classical, you know, the traditional classical format very often. Maybe I could persuade him to write a chamber work for La Jolla. And he promised to think about it. And he thought about it for a very long time, you know, a few years. And then he replied one day. And he said, I'll write something for you if I have just two requests. If you can meet them, I'll do it. One said there will be no deadline. And the other is, if you allow me some leeway in instrumentation. I said, both are easy. I can do that. And some more time elapsed. Then he came back and he asked, it would a quartet for violin, clarinet, cello, and harp work for me. And I thought, I'd never heard of such a combination. But why not? If you like the idea of this three, four instruments mixing together, I'm all willing to try. And so he wrote three movements very quickly. Then he stopped. He got, of course, busy with film music and other work. But he was not entirely happy with the work as is. He wanted to write more. And so it took him another year or so. Finally, he wrote two more. And my dear friend John Brusier, the clarinetist, was also pushing John Williams to finish the piece when John went to conduct the Chicago Symphony. And so between the two of us, we applied just enough gentle pressure on John for him to finally come around to finishing the piece. And he wrote this quintet, and he so kindly titled it Quartet La Jolla. And then he dedicated the piece to me. I want to ask him, of course, you know, if you commission a work, you have to pay the composer. And he said, I don't want to be paid because this is a present for you. And I was very touched. It's a lovely thing he did. On one hand of the equation, you can say that John Williams writes very different music when it comes to concert music, very different from his film music. Because, you know, throughout this quartet, La Jolla, you're not going to hear a really catchy theme as you would from his film music. But then if you look slightly more under the surface, the other side of the equation starts to emerge, which is that you can hear certain trademark John Williams sounds in there. But you have to look a little deeper, because if you just hear the piece one time through and it's a superficial acquaintance, you may not pick up the signature John Williams sound. Because, you know, he uses a very lush orchestration, or there's a very discernible melody in there. But in this piece, if you're willing to look a little further and maybe get to hear it, you know, more than one time or two times, as I began to learn the piece better, I start to realize there are John Williams touches that are, you know, very, very particular to his style.